This is Phil Rowe on Cambridge 105 Radio.
I'm pleased to say in the studio a couple of people I have met recently. They are charming. Ellen Grant and Gloria Diamond from CamFed. It's nice to tie in to reflect that today is the International Day of the Girl, and today also sees a launch of an aid appeal here in the UK. CamFed are based in Cambridge, although I noticed this morning they have an office in the United States. We might find out more about that. They do base themselves internationally. They've been working in Zimbabwe, Zambia, Ghana, Tanzania and Malawi. And Ellen and Gloria are here to talk to us this morning. Ladies, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming along. Listeners may be familiar with CamFed now. A couple of Thursdays ago, Susie Thorpe had Anchor in the studio with us from your organisation. But we want to focus and feature on what you're doing, and you've got a very special press launch as well for today. So I suppose, who wants to take the wraps off on this one?
Okay,
Gloria.
Sure.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, thank you so much for having us. We're so excited to be here. Not only because it's the launch of our very exciting appeal, Happy International Day of the Girl, by the way, but also because it's the opportunity to be on this Cambridge community station, and we really want to talk to the Cambridge community today about our appeal because it really relies on the support of the public. So our appeal is called Unlock Futures, and it's our chance, it's our opportunity to end child marriage.
Yeah, so our focus with this appeal, which we are launching today, International Day of the Girl, and will run until the 10th of January 2018, we'll see all donations made to CamFed in support of our Unlock Futures appeal doubled by the UK government, so pound for pound, every donation made will be doubled. And that means that the impact of everybody's gift will have twice the impact on girls' lives in Africa, and means that they will be able to stay in school rather than enter into child marriage.
Which can happen, really, to a 13-year-old child. I mean, it is a child, a teenager, but a child at 13.
That's right. Yeah,
girls
exactly.
Are affected. Now, we've spoken about the countries. It's Middle Africa, really. Is it cultural? Is it religious? I think probably I know what you're going to say. It's more due to poverty.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Child marriage is fueled by poverty. It's a question of survival. It's a terrible decision that families have to make. And CamFed, in taking the financial burden of sending girls to school, in really removes that choice for the families. So, you know, families don't want to send their 13-year-old girl off to be married. If they have the opportunity, if they have the resources to send their daughters to school, they will. So that's exactly what we're doing.
And we're focusing on training girl guardians, who are students who have been through school with CamFed and are now helping more young girls get the education that they deserve. So they are trained to deliver psychosocial and sexual and reproductive health training to these girls, so they're better able to understand their choices and empowered to really go forward and complete their education and become leaders of change in their communities.
Are we talking about big families? The other thing you could think of is how much contraception there might be for these families in these poor countries. Maybe there aren't they. But you're talking about maybe 10 children, 8 children in a family sometimes.
Yeah, that's right. And often these families are headed up by children themselves. The eldest children, perhaps the family group have been orphaned by HIV/AIDS and other health problems, and they're having to make a choice for the other siblings to perhaps be in a more secure situation where they are married to somebody who is often much older than they are, may have a job and money coming in. And so they feel as though they can take that burden, or should take that burden, for their family. But often, you know, it's not a decision that they should be making as children themselves. So as we say, CamFed comes in and is able to support both with bursaries and also with supplies, uniforms, shoes, books, to send girls to government schools within their communities. And these girl guardians who will help in those schools to protect girls, to keep them there so they're not dropping out of school and entering into child marriages.
And these girl guardians will be what sort of age themselves? Obviously a lot older, in their 20s?
So they are young women who were previously supported by CanFed themselves. So they've finished school now. So they'll be, you know, 18 or over. And they have been through extraordinary adversity to complete their education. They have risen out of poverty. They are empowered. They're confident. They have direction. They have limitless opportunities and possibilities for their future. And what they are then doing is taking all of that lived experience and that expertise and going back to their local schools, going to their communities to talk to the families in their community, traditional leaders, teachers, all of these really, really important partnerships to tackle child marriage within their own communities. And some of our girl guardians, they actually narrowly avoided early marriage themselves. There is no one better placed to be supporting these young girls and helping them through all of these challenges they're facing to go to school. And that's why CanFed are training them and supporting them, because they know exactly what these girls need.
And how do you select these girls? Do they come forward to you? How do you reach out and find them?
So the girl guardians, after they complete school, they join our CanFed alumni network. It's a really, really powerful movement of girls who've been through school, and now they're looking to be involved with community philanthropy and opportunities post-school. So they join the network. It's called the CAMA network. And through that, they receive training from CanFed, because CanFed, they don't just support girls to go to school. They also invest in the post-school opportunities. It's about getting girls through school, but also then into secure livelihoods, higher education, employment, so that they can really break the cycle of poverty. So it's through that they receive the training that they need. It's voluntary. It's on a voluntary basis.
We're looking also that for still very much a developing world, but the middle part of Africa, there are now universities. Mm-hmm. So could we think that these girls will eventually be mentored through to tertiary education, University?
Absolutely. And CanFed definitely invests in this side, as we said, post school and into tertiary education and also into business training. So we offer CAMA alumni interest-free business loans, and we have a whole host of entrepreneurs, young business people who are part of the CAMA alumni, and they're actually able to offer more people in their local communities opportunities to work and develop their skills. So it's so great for us to be here today, like Gloria said, because we are a Cambridge-based charity, and although we work overseas, we are so supported by the Cambridge network. We started 25 years ago, and Anne, our founder, Anne Cotton, was part of the community then and started really with bake sales and small fundraising events that really catapulted us to this position now. And we wouldn't be here without our Cambridge network. So we'd really like to make a big kind of shout out to our Cambridge supporters and also say, without their help, this will not be able to have the impact that it surely can with their help. So to get involved, you can go to www.canfed.org/105 to learn more. And there's also a donate page on there. And as we said, from today, get involved and your donation will be matched by the UK government until the 10th of January. All donations will be matched pound for pound.
And we should say that's up to £5 million.
That is, yeah.
And we hope that in the next 3 months, that if we can get the public, to all of us, you and me, everybody, to put in just a pound here in the tin, wherever, or just go online and donate, then for every pound, then the government will match fund that.
That's
so we can
exactly
have £10 million here. In fact, more, of course, if people are more generous
well,
with the £5
yes,
million.
Exactly. And the really important point to make here is that these girl guardians, they're incredible, and their reach is huge, and they can actually protect 80 girls from child marriage because of these partnerships, because of them going into schools, mentoring classes, they can protect 80 girls. So if you imagine that your impact is then doubled, really the change that we can make in this campaign is huge. So we really, really want people to get involved, and having the support of our UK government is really important to us as well, because it shows that this approach is successful, it's sustainable, and it really, really works. And there are loads of exciting ways for people to get involved. Obviously, you know, definitely go to the website and have a look, and you can donate there. But we can, you know, you've heard how passionate we are. We'd love to come and talk to you. We'd love to come to your event. Anything, any ideas that people have, we'd love to hear about them. I think me and Ellen would talk about a bit about some things we're doing over the next 3 months.
Yeah, so we're going to schools, going to community groups. If you're part of a community group, a network of any type, and you would like us to come and speak to you about our Aid Match appeal and about CAMFED, please do get in touch. You can get in touch with us at contact@camfed.org. And we'll be more than happy to support your idea, to give you the posters, leaflets, collection tins, everything that you need. And also, obviously, you can, if you're part of a school network, and if you are an individual, you can just get in touch with us. And you'll be amazed by the power of your conviction and for your passion to come through as well. If you're passionate about girls' education and stopping girls, passionate, amazing young women in Africa entering into child marriage instead of going on and achieving their dreams through education, please get in touch with us, get involved, go to the website.
So instead of breaking their lives, these young people, these young girls at, say, 13, and spiralling, just keeping that poverty chain going, you're there to break that chain.
Exactly.
And you think that in the next 30 years, CAMFED will probably moving on to a new area, a new task, because you think in the next 30 years, hopefully with your work, your job will be done.
Yeah, well, our Kemmer alumni network is already 100,000 women strong. If you think that on average they support two girls to go to school, and they go into schools and support these 80 girls to stay in school, then you can see the power of this sustainable model of change, which is really making a huge, huge impact. So we've already supported around 1.9 million girls to go to school, improve the learning environments of 4 million children. We're making huge impact. And yet, as you say, our CAMHER alumni network, they are the philanthropists of the future. They are making the impact and keeping girls in school. So in the future, CAMFED, they, you know, we might have
We'd love to not have this job anymore.
I think meeting the pair of you, in fact, meet three of you from the team, I think your passion, you'll certainly be driving towards another area, probably a poverty-based area in the world, I'd imagine, if you have to refocus. Obviously, this is very important to you right now. It's what's under the microscope. It's, so many people have heard of the problems in places like Zambia and Ghana. Have you ever been out to field visit yourselves? Have you been out to these countries?
Both of us have visited Africa in previous roles. I have been to Malawi and absolutely saw the education being such a change maker in communities and getting girls into school and seeing how small steps can actually change their whole lives. So removing the barrier of poverty and supporting them with bursaries can change their whole lives.
And talking about ending poverty, education is actually the way to do that. I think that's another important point that we really want to make. It's not just about, you know, girls' lives and the horrors that they can face in being married as a child, but it's actually breaking the cycle of poverty. And education and keeping girls in school and out of child marriage is the best way to do that.
We don't have too much time left, but you'll even invade the odd bridge club here or there. Or go out to schools and talk to young people.
Yeah, we're off to Hills Road after this.
Wow. Well done. Do you want to give out those details again from today's campaign? We've got 3 months. The government said they will start chipping in after £100,000. And then they'll limit their match funding to £5 million, as we said earlier on. But the details again for listeners.
Yep. So you can find out more at camfed.org/105 with all of the information that you need, and you can get in touch with us at contact@camfed.org.
And also to hear more about our girl guardians, to hear from them directly and some of the girls that have been supported and whose lives are being transformed as we speak, you can follow us on social media, so CAMFED Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and that's where we'll be posting some really brilliant videos and stories and photos for you to see.
Ellen, Gloria, thank you very much. You're based here in Cambridge.
Yes.
And you've got a lot of... It's an uphill climb, but you're actually getting there. You will see the horizon very soon, I'm sure, in this project.
With your help, we will.
Yeah, thank you so much for your support, and thank you for having us.
Thank you very much indeed. That's Ellen Grant and Gloria Diamond from CamFed with us this morning with some very interesting charity work.